You're listening to Law and Gospel on this Friday, April the 26th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. I'm Pastor Tom Baker, and what we're going to be talking about today is Ivy League schools fighting against the country. Fighting against the country? Yes. We'll explain that. You've been hearing on the news how a number of Ivy League schools, like in Columbia and also Columbus and in University of Texas, are really making a lot of problems for the police and the university. They are really in support of Hamas. Hamas was the group that attacked Israel back in October. And when they attacked Israel, they really misused a lot of Jewish women, killed them, caused their children in their womb to die, and also kidnapped a lot of them. They still have over 100 people kidnapped from Israel. And who are these students blaming? They're blaming the Israelites for going against Hamas. Now, you need to understand a little bit about Hamas. Back in the 70s, the FBI had a number of points made against Hamas. At that point, they were trying to put out their views against Israel. And one of the things that they use is an internet program called TikTok. Now, the Senate and the House have now passed a resolution against TikTok. Because if you listen to TikTok, for every one program in support of Israel, they have 9 programs against Israel. Why are they against Israel? Because they believe that Israel is killing many Palestinians because of Hamas. So what is happening on these campuses? Jewish students are being terrorized. They're being terrorized to such a degree that now rabbis are encouraging the Jewish students to leave the university out of danger of being fought against or even being killed. This is an anti-Semitism against Jewish people. In fact, if you look at these students, many of them are young, and they are characterized by various newsmakers as entitled kids who have been poorly raised. Now, what does that mean? You just take a look at their parents. Their parents allow them to be terrorizing Jewish students in this country and becoming anti-Semitic. Now, there are some who are saying, oh, we're not against the Jews. We're against going against the Palestinians. But if you listen to the students, they have all kinds of statements taught to them by their professors. One of them is speaking out against the Jewish Israel by saying, from the rivers to the sea, that should be all for Palestinians. Now, some of the students don't even know what they are saying. I was listening to TikTok, and some students were being interviewed. And they were being interviewed as to the question, do you know what you mean by what you say? For example, from the rivers to the sea. And one student woman, and there's a lot of females involved, very few men in this, but one female said, well, I don't know what all these things mean, but I wanted to give support to my fellow students to stand together. So when I came here to give them support, they told me to yell out these things, such as, from the rivers to the sea. That means the Palestinians should be in charge all the way from the rivers in Palestine to the sea, eradicating Israel totally. I find this really interesting as to how to free the Palestinians. Now, there's not only TikTok, there's not only the FBI who has been seeing this being done on the internet, but there's also a group, SJP, and they are part of the Hamas glorifying the mass murder of Jews. Now, we realize that many Jews are not Christians, although there are Jews that are Christian. But a number of weeks ago, we had a program where we were criticizing evangelical preachers who were reading the Bible in this way. They were reading the Bible using the word Israel to refer to the Jewish state, and that was God's kingdom on earth. We criticize that because that's not what the Bible means. The Israel now used from the Bible's point of view refers to the Holy Christian Church. If you go to chapter 9 and following in Romans, you will find that there are two Israels. There are those who believe that they're the kingdom of God because they're related in the flesh to Abraham. Then there are those who realize they are part of the kingdom of God because they are related to Isaac, the son of Abraham, through whom God said many nations would be blessed. And those nations have become the Holy Christian Church. So you need to make that distinction. So not all those who refer to themselves as Israel are part of the true kingdom of God, the Holy Christian Church, but only those who, with Isaac and Abraham, believed in the coming of the Messiah, the Christ, whom God the Father sent into the world to redeem the world. What does that mean? It means that when a person is born, they're born with an original sin where they rebel against God. God sent Jesus Christ into the world to die on the cross for one purpose, and that was to bring the Holy Spirit into the lives of human beings, to sanctify them, and also bring to them the forgiveness of sins. Now, what does the forgiveness of sins mean? It means that, yes, even though we continue to sin, God no longer holds us accountable for our sins because they were paid for. How were they paid? They were paid by the blood of Christ. He died as the Lamb of God that John the Baptist taught came into the world to save the world from their sins. And in that redemption, those who have been given faith, which means they trust the promises of God as heard by the mouth of Jesus Christ, they are saved. Their sins are forgiven. Their sins are forgotten. They are no longer held accountable for their evil deeds. Their evil deeds were paid for by Jesus on the cross. That understanding is totally lost on these students who appear to be entitled kids, poorly raised. It's not at all unusual that many of them have left the church. And they did not leave the church because of Jesus. They left the church because of the morality taught by the church against abortion, against killing oneself, suicide, against the idea that they believe all white people are racist, whether they realize it or not. So when they call out that Palestine will be free, they're really glorifying the mass murder of the Hamas as entitled kids, poorly raised. And it's not only in Israel that violence is occurring. Just recently, a trans member, that's a man who pretends to be a woman, was playing basketball and injured three girls during the basketball game. And of course, many of the parents were very angry at this. But that's what happens when you allow men to pretend to be women, or women to pretend to be men. That trans movement is a violent movement, also taught by this philosophy that Hamas should be terrorizing Jewish students. You know, I thought about maybe going to one of these protests where they have signs like "From the rivers to the sea." I was thinking of carrying a sign that would read something different, namely, "Hitler was correct. We need to get rid of the Jewish state." Now, Hitler wanted to do it because of economical reasons and because he thought the Jews were responsible for the Germans losing the First World War. Today, these entitled kids who don't seem to have much intelligence at all, listening to their professors, that they believe that it's okay to put Jews into these terrible situations of terrorism. And that terrorism, nothing is being done by the Democratic government in place right now. Not all Democrats, but the majority of them are with the students. In fact, one senator, a woman, a Democrat, was arguing with the Hamas, saying that it was terrible that the universities allowed police to come onto campus to try and keep the peace. And what's happening to the police? The police are also being outlawed by these Ivy League school students. They're being referred to as pigs. And even the black police are yelled at as being part of the KKK, namely groups years ago that loved to put black people to death. This is how ridiculous these students are. And it's because I believe the church has not stood up clearly for the morality of the Bible and the teachings of the gospel. The teachings of the gospel is that all people, not only Jews, but also Gentiles, are saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. Now, it's interesting how these students have signs that say that they're opposed to terrorism. Yet these same students, when they say that, they're referring to Israel, who is defending its country against the Hamas. Remember, the Hamas still have kidnapped Israelites in captivity, and they're not letting them go. Can you imagine that in the United States, a Hamas group would take over something like Barnes Hospital and use it to shoot missiles against Washington, D.C., and that the United States military would sit back and do nothing? I don't think so. They would go right in. And if they would have to bomb the hospital to destroy the Hamas people, that's what they would do. You know, I'm really surprised that during World War II, these entitled students were not protesting that Germany was not being fed by the Allies, that the Allies were not sending food to the Germans who were starving to death because of the loss of food and their buildings by the Allies during the war. You never heard anything like that. Remember, you got to remember that the Hamas were allowed into the country by the Palestinians. The Palestinians are supporting the Hamas, many of them, in the killing of Jews and destroying of the Israelites. So these students are talking about that they're opposed to terrorism, but they support the terrorism of abortion. abortion is a terrorism against all human beings that are in the wombs of women. And the students are wanting to kill those human beings in the wombs of women. How can they think like that? They think like that because they disagree with the church's stance on various moral issues, particularly the issues of having sexual relationships before proper marriage. And so they don't see anything wrong with such relationships, even though the Bible is very clear. And in the days of Israel of the Old Testament, people who would do these things were often put to death. Was that terrorism? No, that was punishment for these sins. So when we take a look at the country today, we see statements like, from the rivers to the sea, are actually saying, we need to get rid of Israel. We need to destroy this country. This is anti-Semitism. And TikTok is one of the things on the internet that is pro-Hamas, according to the FBI. We're very thankful that the Congress of the United States has passed a resolution against TikTok and also is sending money to Israel to support them in their fight against Hamas. Hamas is really not a proper group of people. They should be understood as terrorists. Now, I'm not really sure what judges should do with these students who are being arrested, who are terrorizing other Jewish students to the point where these students cannot remain on campus. But if I were a judge, I would put them in jail for 6 months, charge them at least $20,000 in fines, and also remove them from being able to attend the university. Because the university needs also to come under the laws of the United States. And many of the Ivy League personnel who are running the universities are backing these students that if this were to happen in the United States and bombs were being thrown at Washington, D.C., or missiles, I'm quite sure the military and not just the police would take action against these terrorists. The church needs to speak out against terrorism, whether it happens overseas or whether it's happening here in the United States. God says we are to love one another, which means we are to treat people with how they want to be treated in a proper, godly way, as Jesus did. Remember the words of Jesus to those who were nailing him to the cross. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing. That is love, a love from the Holy Trinity, decided before the foundation of the universe. which occurred in 6 24-hour days, not in millions of years, as improper scientists are telling us. So we need to listen to the scripture. Remember what God the Father said at the Mount of Transfiguration. Listen to him. Jesus believed in the creation of the world. He believed in the fall of man as taught in Genesis through Adam and Eve. He believed in the promises like Genesis 3:15, where God said he would send a Savior through the seed of Eve. And that Savior was Jesus Christ, who came through the seed of Mary. She gave birth to God in human form. He became incarnate, so that we remember the great shuns. Incarnation, crucifixion, then resurrection, and finally, ascension to the right hand of God, where Jesus remains to help out all believers in our fight against the devil here on earth. Looking forward to that last day when Jesus will take us into heaven. So we need to speak against the terrorizing students who are against the Jewish students and help and serve them. This is the message of the Christian Church, which will be continued on Monday on Law and Gospel. God bless you.
Listen to Law and Gospel each weekday morning at 9:30 on KFUO. For a tax-deductible gift to Law and Gospel, please make your check out to Law and Gospel and mail to Law and Gospel, P.O. Box 28910, St. Louis, Missouri 63132, or call toll-free 1-877-267-1962.
Views and opinions expressed on Worldwide KFUO may not represent the official position of the management or ownership of KFUO, the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod. If you'd like to comment on programs or topics heard on Worldwide KFUO, write us at KFUO, 1333 South Kirkwood Road, St. Louis, Missouri, 63122. You can also leave a question or comment on our comment line at 314-996-1542. We are the messenger of good news, Worldwide KFUO.